This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you on the evening edition. Now, we're here to rehash day 8 of Parliament. Just now, we spoke to BFM's Timothy Kang, who gave us updates on today's proceedings. For him, it was a slow day, but several key issues were still discussed. Now, Tim spoke to us about the conduct of media personnel in Parliament.
Speaking of journalists, I managed to speak to some of them who were telling me that they've noticed how Parliament's security and the bantara, as we call it, they have been quite strict on dress code and our media code of conduct, basically. I was told that we're no longer allowed to wear bright coloured shoes. And I was also a bit naughty. I doorstopped a minister right in front of the door at the Dewan Rakyat, and we were told off to go to the appropriate area, which is really just about like less than a meter away. They were being really strict about the conduct of the media in Parliament. And today, the Deputy Speaker, Nga Kor Ming, actually gave us media personnel free coffee and mineral water. He was nice enough to come down to the media room, greet some of us, and set up a sort of coffee machine. And I actually managed to catch him on the side, and I asked him for his comments on media conduct in Parliament.
So we are implementing certain reforms and try to create a conducive environment for the media, including supply of free coffees and hot and cold water with immediate effect. Yeah, we are deeply grateful to the corporate sponsor by Spritzer Berhad and Czech Hub White Coffee. Okay, they are doing it free for all the media families in Parliament who needs to work from morning until midnight. Okay, and apart from that, we also has free the media to allow you to have access to the main lobby, including opening up the Prime Minister media room for the media to have a press conference. However, we hope that the media will, like what required by the speaker, that will observe a decorum, because Parliament is a house of dignity. Parliament is a house of full of protocol. We hope that media family will also cooperate with the administration team. Certain discipline are required so that there will be no quarrel, improper conduct shown in Parliament. We observe that from the security point of view, when our Prime Minister walk up, media will try their best to squeeze him and try to press for answer, which we feel that it is highly inappropriate. We should actually take care of PM security as well as other member. That's the reason why we have provided a corner for press conference. Whoever want to speak to the media, you are always welcome, and it is on first come, first serve basis. Any member of parliament or minister who wish to speak, they are allowed to have press conference next to the main lobby, which we believe is very media friendly.
So that was the Dewan Rakyat Deputy Speaker Nga Kor Ming on the conduct of media personnel in Parliament. So we also asked him a question about Parliament proceedings. So every day there's an order paper that's released for Minister Question Time. Yeah. That's such a cute name, isn't it?
Minister Question Time.
And that order paper contains a number of questions from respective MPs. Of course, it's to be directed at the other MPs. So today there were 68 questions.
Wow.
And you can imagine that not all questions get addressed. So Tim gave us the details as to what happens when there isn't enough time.
The minister question time, I believe it gets cut off sometime around 12 p.m. Of course, that's really not sufficient time at all for all the questions to be addressed by all the ministers. So what we've learned is that, I give you an example, there was a question posed by the Member of Parliament for Bukit Galugur, Ram Kapal Singh, to the Prime Minister, asking him to state the position of the government on the abolishment of the death penalty. Now, that question was in the order paper on Wednesday. It did not see the light of day, basically, and it was thus pushed to the following day, which brings us to today. We saw it again in the order paper, but unfortunately, there wasn't enough time to address the question. So what usually happens in this instance where the ministers were not able to give an oral reply, the answers would then come in a written form, which will be sent to members of parliament several days after the proceedings. So as members of the media, in order to obtain these documents, we would probably have to get them directly from the members of parliament, because what is available to us online is actually the just the handset and the order paper.
Now on to what looks like the most raucous moment of the day. Pekan MP Dato' Sri Najib Razak addressed Parliament today. He made a speech which apparently caused a little bit of a stir. Now, he was defending himself against YB Ramkarpal Singh's inference that he had met with the Majlis Keselamatan Negara on the night of the election to try and stay in power. He, of course, denied it with gusto. Here is some audio from his speech.
Tuduhan tersebut adalah tidak berasas sama sekali.
Saya minta laluan
ini. Ini perkara boleh.
Jelutur minta laluan. Kalau berani boleh. Tuduhan kalau berani beri laluan.
Ganggu tuan.
Jelutung ya, minta untuk mencelah. Duduk dulu Jelutung. Semua orang berhak bersuara dalam dewan yang mulia ini.
Right, so in that speech, Najib also addressed several other things. Here's Tim with the key points from the Pekan MP speech.
The former Prime Minister had the floor today. It was his turn to debate the royal address. And as you heard in the speech, he took the opportunity to attack Pakatan Harapan on a variety of angles. He was telling the Dewan how he had presided over a global economic crisis back in 2008-2009, and also during the oil crisis that hit us not too long ago. He had also mentioned that because of his sound economic policy and the way he had administered the government, that the Pakatan Harapan government is actually inheriting a country that's economically sound. He took swipes at the fact that the current government is setting up things like Tabung Harapan to help reduce the country's debt. Najib also defended the GST, and he argues that the GST returns were actually given back in the form of BRIM, and that bonuses to civil servants were good, and now that the new administration has taken over, all these things are to be reviewed, or if not, reduced.
Now, Tim also managed to speak to YB Najib Razak on a few issues, starting with his reaction to the news of resignation of Khazana National's board of directors.
Because Khazana was never set up with the intention of restructuring the economy or giving to individuals. It was never the rationale or the raison d'etre for the creation of Khazana. Other institutions are different, like Teraju, for example, PUNB. They were designed to encourage the involvement of entrepreneurs, Bumi Putra entrepreneurs in the field of business. Khazana was envisioned as a financial institution, investment institution, to create wealth for the country. And once the wealth is created, then they will give back good dividends to the government. At the same time, they'll be able to create new companies, enter into international market, and strengthen the talent base in the country. Because for the country to prosper, for the country to become an advanced economy, you need talent. And institutions like Khazana was designed, much like Temasek, you know, to create talent. And if this talent is not be given opportunity in this country, talent will flow to wherever they will get the highest reward. And you will lose talent. Malaysia will lose talent. Once you start losing talent, then you will get mediocre management in the country. And the country will suffer, and the rakyat will also not get the kind of dividends and returns, you know, through EPF, for example, PNB and all that. So I'm concerned about the future of the corporate sector in Malaysia.
Right, Najib Razak also addressed a letter that was purportedly issued by a division under his watch when he was Prime Minister that had sought support from the US intelligence agency for his leadership of the country ahead of G14.
No, it was not directed towards me. The letter was written by the agency. Whether they wrote the letter or not, you have to ask them, not me, is it? It was, anyway, too late. It was during the campaign period. It will not affect the election result. It was agency to agency. But I cannot confirm nor deny. But I had no knowledge. Whether it was written or not, it's up to the agency. And the policy should not be to comment on leakages like this. Because leakages, comment on leakages like this is a very bad precedent.
That was Pekan MP Najib Razak addressing the resignation of Khazanah National's Board of Directors and a controversial CIA letter. Now, another moment of interest from Dewan Rakyat today was when MP Dato' Dr. Mohamad Khairuddin Aman Razali of Kuala Nerus took the parliament floor to speak out against the UEC.
Karena itu saya melihat bahawa usaha untuk mengintrah UEC adalah bunga-bunga awal untuk memecahkan perpaduan dari sudut bahasa. Tidak kita nafikan bahawa kepentingan mempelajari bahasa lain. Ada satu bahasa saja yang boleh menyatukan kita dalam konteks negara kita Malaysia. Bahasa itu adalah bahasa Melayu.
Maka
ia patut menjadi bahasa bagi semua orang dalam pertuan rasmi dan kita sangat bimbang di kala mana dalam satu kes mahkamah yang berlaku baru ini.
Celahan.
After the morning session of Parliament, PAS MPs then held a press conference outside the chambers to further, I guess, elaborate on their points against the UEC. Tim was there. He told us what went down.
Essentially, PAS is saying that the UEC policy is very much against the Education Act of 1996. And they also argued that the UEC is actually in favour of just certain parties only, and that it will lead to a sort of racial polarization in the country.
All right, that was BFM's Timothy Khan giving us updates from day 8 of the Dewan Rakyat. Now, before we go, I know quite a few of you are probably on the road right now to go see Anderson Paak perform. So after this, after these messages, we've got a little bit of his music for you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.